This is Dr. Bill Deagle. It's hour number three. Actually, we did an hour and a half, hour two, with my amazing co-host. Actually, I'm going to invite some days, I think I'm going to let you take over the whole show and do it with some of your co-intel people, like Barbara Honegger and others. Maybe they're nervous to deal with Deagle. Maybe they'll just deal with Greg Ford. So, Greg, we're in hour number three on Thursday the 13th, and we got lots to cover. We talked about the Nutramedical. You can see our drinks up there right now, but I'm going to actually go over to the website and show you how to contact me at Nutramedical. It's NUTRIMedical.com. The order the line is 888-212-8871. Get your order in now for the first line defense kit. I'll go over there and show you that for a second before we go on. This is our kit we put together years ago because I knew a super plague was coming. It has in that kit, in the basic kit, Nutridyne Plasma Iodine, prophesied 100 years ago by Edgar Cayce. We have a contract engineer design it for us from NASA. We have NIOSH N95 masks, Nutru Silver Eye designed, deuterium depleted silver in a monatomic deuterium depleted solvent with liposomes that kills all viruses. Nutri Defense strips off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses and bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. Defense wipes, it'll kill all viruses and bacteria on contact. Power C Plus will stop the cytokine storm. And then down here, we have a few other products. Allicin Med, we have a source from Germany that'll kill all pathogens. NutriImmune will tag them, and then Cell Defense Plus, and I have actually worked out the atomic frequency to suppress Nogalase at 337 hertz, and the spike glycoprotein of the SARS coronavirus tetramer has a frequency of 207.176 hertz. So I can generate the epigenetic treatment technologies, and we have other ways of suppressing it, including ozone generators like the Violet Ray machine and the new one that will come out in April, and our Magi device, and my broadcast antenna system, which I'm going to put a new version of it up on the website under epigenetic frequency therapy. These technologies can suppress the virus. They're better than the stupid thing they're doing in China, spraying all kinds of toxic crap over their cities. What we have right now is a super plague, and it's a plan by the globalists to reduce the population. They posted up for years on a website. It was play on my last name, Deagle, DEAGEL.com. They took off the population reduction stuff in the last few months, but it was up there for years where they plan on an 85 to 87% reduction in world population by 2025, 5 years from now. If you think this is a theory, they have it published in the World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs. It's on the Georgia Guidestones. It's everywhere. In their religion, these high-level secret Luciferic orders, they have to tell you, it's called hoodwinking, everything they're going to do. If you don't believe the witnesses like us that tell you, and you spit on us and treat us like we're mentally ill, you are going to suffer. So you want to get your first line kit now before you proceed. So I want to go back to the news site here, and I want to open up what I call the informational can of worms here, and I'm going to deal with the latest things about China, okay? So if we go to the China site here, let me see if I can pull it up. Here we are. I'm going to pull up the latest of China, and if I refresh it, it'll give me the latest articles, and I want to hear your response. And this is coronavirus live updates. China reluctant to accepting outside help. Yeah. I want you to comment about that. Go ahead. You're an expert on bioweapons and weapons of mass destruction, VX nerve gas and other things they brought to Iraq. And Colin Powell, I changed his last name to Colin Bowell because he's full of moose poop. Because this guy is full of it, telling us they had weapons of mass destruction, which justified us going into bankruptcy and running our debt up under Barack Obama to over $22 trillion now. We are in debt up to our eyeballs because of an illegal war that didn't have to happen, did it?
No, it didn't. And because we invaded an autonomous country, okay, with its own government, own laws, for no reason, all right?
Right.
Presumably because they took part in the 9/11 attack.
Now you know what happened after 9/11. I had Dr. Francis Boyle on twice in the last week, and I'm getting him back on. He actually got the 1989 federal law trying to curb the expansion of BSL-4 facilities. And he stated not only in Alexis Jones' video, which he did on Friday with him, last Friday, on mine twice, that they should fire all these staff around Donald J. Trump that are involved with the Center for Disease Control, including Fauci. These other monsters are working for the Center for Disease Creation and the World Horrors Organization, WHO. They're all fronts for biotech and big vaccine. People need to know that. They should understand these monsters want to make billions while they kill us and vaccinate it with toxic vaccines. Right?
Now, I can relate to that personally because, as I told your listeners, look, all right, when I was there, they were trying to give me the inoculation against anthrax.
Right.
And of course, me using my medical expertise, got my record, went in and got a stamp, stamped it, signed it, okay. Yeah, Gregory Ford, MD, hey, that's me, all right. Well, to show you how determined Donald Rumsfeld was to make sure that he didn't leave any dollar unturned. He had his entire staff from the Pentagon scan and screen every single shot record. And of course, mine was already stamped, as I just said.
Right.
I'd already tried to forge it, okay? And they caught it.
Right.
Okay. I've never, in 30 years of being in employment of the government, I've never seen anything like that. They actually got it. They actually caught it and screened it and actually found out that I had signed off by using a infrared scope on my signature.
Right.
That's how determined they were to make sure that Donald Rumsfeld got every dollar, every kopeck that he had coming to him.
Right. All right. Exactly. Now, I want to go over some more news and get your response.
And by the way, within a week, I had a cough that is still with me today.
Right. Well, that cough is a chronic viral infection. Most people don't realize asthma is chronic virals, what's called rhinovirus subclass 3. So when you hear things like cough, it's the devil trying to kill Digo because I had chronic sinus problems. I have a sinew pulse, and I use Neutrodyne in it. And I'm just about ready to get it. I went to what's called Vivos Life, and I've had treatment for the last year and a half. They've restructured my upper and lower jaw. So I've been on CPAP and BiPAP for 28 years. I'm about to stop that in the next few weeks. So people need to realize Deagle's cough's going away. I've actually been on my resurrection protocol, taking not only peptides, but also my Red Deer Velvet and Oncomycin. And old injuries I have going back to before I even went into biochemistry 50-some years ago, they're all healing now. And a lot of areas where I had chronic pain for 5 decades, they're gone. So you have to understand, I actually have the keys to anti-aging now. And I use the technology right now in my poor old carcass. And at 68, I'm healthier than I was a decade or two ago.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me go over some more news here. 5 workers in Yunnan province detained, fined for sharing videos about the coronavirus. Wow. Coronavirus outbreak, what we know, and the tips to stay safe. These people are foolish. Whatever they tell you, like I see these info babes on Fox News telling people, just wash your hands, don't worry, you don't need a mask in public. These info babes are lying through their info teeth. How's that?
Yes, and by the way, about 5 hours ago, as I understand it, two of the health ministers in Wuhan, in Hubei province, were actually discharged, and they haven't been heard from since. And the person that took their place is the premier. The premier came in and said, Xi came in and said, okay, these guys are gone, they're out of here, I'm in charge here now.
Well, you know why? Because the communists are ready to actually have an internal revolution, and they're about to lose power. Because what will happen is the people, including their own military, will rise up and start executing their so-called leaders who are billionaires, like Xi, who wants to be emperor for life. And they're about to lose power. So the communists in Russia, in China, are about to have their country collapse. Because they when I talked to my sister this morning, they had 8 dialectics of Chinese and different languages in China, and the communists forced only one language. Right? And right?
Yes. So, and I heard, by the way, I heard that the attempt for a coup happened about 5 days ago, that it was put into progress.
Well, I'm sure it's not over. I guarantee you, as this starts killing more people, I had a contact from somebody who told me, called me up, and he said, it was Dr. Ron Klatt sent me a video clip that said, one of the state senators said that they've actually had our satellites detect. There's so much sulfur dioxide over China that they could detect it from our satellites, from so many crematoria being overused.
And you said sulfur dioxide?
Yes, from cremating bodies. So when they say there's only 1,500 dead, 1,500 dead bodies, you're not going to create a sulfur surge in Yunnan province or in Hebei that's going to cause a satellite-based level to go through the ceiling. It's not. Okay?
Okay, because as I understand it, speaking to some people in the drone business, is that they actually are adapting the sensors on different drones to scan for methane clouds in a large scale, because methane, of course, will give warning to when they have a massive leak.
Right.
Like in the oil fields.
Well, yeah, they know that they got a methane surge, because you have to understand the gold theory. You ever heard the gold theory before?
Right.
I talked to oil engineers who were in basically Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 51, a year before I was born. And what they discovered in Baton Rouge is an oil engineer was brilliant, realized that the Earth is a nuclear reactor, and the boundary zone between the hard core of the center of the Earth and the mantle is a liquid zone that's full of liquid radioactive isotopes. And that liquid radioactive isotopes actually take smaller hydrocarbons and literally, because of radioactive neutron flux, actually generates larger and larger hydrocarbons. So the hydrocarbons are literally oceans of hydrocarbons below the Earth in forms of not only methane and methane hydrates, which actually crystallize in the bottom of the sea. There's 2,000 times more energy in the methane hydrate balls at the bottom of the sea in the bottom, say, of the Gulf of Mexico than all the proven oil reserves on the Earth. You know that? And all the oil in the world, and they know this in the gold theory, is actually not created by dead ferns and dinosaurs. And when they discovered this, the Russians believed the theory when they were at the conference in 1951. So they went back to Russia and started drilling down up to 35 to 40,000 feet. And they had a lot of accidents, because the Russians are stupid. They don't go into a CAD camera or whatever. If they have an accident that kills a bunch of people, they just keep on drilling because they're nervy, right? And so the reason why the number one gas and oil producer on the planet before we took over this last year was Russia, because they're drilling down to 40,000 feet. You know that, right?
Well, I know that they've attempted it and weren't able to.
Yeah, they succeeded. They succeeded in the 90s.
Now, so what happened yesterday, all right, with NPR is I told NPR, I said, first of all, here's how Mr. Epstein was killed, who ordered him killed, who carried out the contract, all right. And of course, NPR was rather flabbergasted about the whole.
Well, you know what? They probably didn't realize that you have a 6-foot-high can opener, and the Greg Ford can is your book, Midnight Samara, and the words that you remember now after you recovered from your stroke. And I'm sure that they got a hell of a lot more than they bargained for. They'd even get more if they had the bravery enough to call me up and ask me to help to co-broadcast for a different time to answer their questions. Because these morons out there, whether they're communists, socialists, or globalists, don't understand everything that these other people are doing is suicidally getting ready to destroy, I call it an extinction-level event, to kill not only the biosphere, but the human race. We have galactic-level abortionists ready to abort the entire planet, our biosphere, and the human race. And people don't grasp that, do they?
Well, they better, because the clock has started. Okay.
You know when it started? It started on Monday at 3:30 a.m. when I launched my SARS coronavirus PowerPoint. And when I sent it over to my colleague, Dr. Ron Klatz, he emailed me in the middle of yesterday, and I got really upset because he said, I can't do it this way. You got to do third party. You can't promote your products and the fact that you know all this stuff. I said, you know what? I said, he messaged him back and he didn't get adequate sleep that night. He said, I can't do that, because I don't want to endorse it and endorse you as doing all this. I said, it all came from me, and you got to give me credit, buddy. You've known me for years, and if you don't, lots of people are going to die. And they said, this is the days of Rodney Dangerfield, where I get no respect from my relatives, friends, and colleagues. They're over, buddy. So you either put this out and get it to the president, or you're going to see millions of people in the world die. So I gave him the Riot Act, just like I had to give the Riot Act to Genesis once and to renegotiate the contract I was working out with them. I got my way with them. And the people out there that want me to shut up, you out there that keep on saying on YouTube, Deagle, let your guests speak, shut up, and let them talk. You out there, you need to turn the channel to something that makes you feel fuzzy good in your little tummy, or listen and shut up. And then you ask questions. And if you are brave enough, ask a good question on my website, or call in live in 2 weeks when we're live on Genesis. And we're going to screen caller, so you can't curse at me. You're going to ask good questions and have evidence. And if you think I'm Mr. Passive, I'm going to take your crap lying down and I won't intellectually dissect you with my intellectual bone saws, lasers, and vivisection of your brain. If you say something that's vile or doesn't make logical sense or evidence, I'm going to cut you up like you've never seen, and it will leave a damn mark. So if you think I'm nice, you're an idiot. And you need to understand I will save you, and I don't care what you think of me. I love you anyway, even if you hate my guts, because I got my big boy Christian pants on. How's that?
Well, as I was saying, in piecemeal, I was able to communicate to your audience who killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, isn't that gross? So it's very gross, isn't it?
And who ordered the killing? And by the way, everybody's worried about the coronavirus. Oh no, there's something more sinister, much more sinister, going on in Washington as I'm saying this.
Right.
Okay. It's called the Epstein Barr virus.
Now you're referring to Jeffrey Epstein and our current head of the Attorney General's office, Mr. Barr, right?
Absolutely.
Now, you know, Barr is actually one of the cover-up agents for 9/11, the uranium one scam to give 20% of your uranium to Russia, and of course, and I call LibyaGate. That's involved with Hillary Clinton, where she was the state Department of State. You have to understand, Barr is part of the cover-up of the internal self-inflicted wound of 9/11. And although Barr is supposedly on Trump's team, Trump's got a lot of either idiots, monsters, or people that are holdovers from the Obama regime. He's got rid of a few people like Lindman. But the fact is, some of these people know facts about Trump and about the previous administrations that would shake your value in realizing not only Trump's administration is very corrupt, but the previous administrations, especially under Barack Obama and George Bush Jr., were incredibly corrupt, including Presidential Directive 51 he did in 2007, to hand over more authority to the Special Activity Division of the CIA from the president. People don't know this, do they?
Well, I know William Barr, all right, he was known, and I react to this viscerally, okay, is that he was known as the troubleshooter for the CIA/Bush crime family. Okay, he's been at this a long time, and that's why he was chosen to cover up all the issues, all the crimes being committed under Donald John Trump.
Right.
Okay, and by the way, that's not his real name, to show you how serious this is. Okay, his name is like Dwayne Johnson or some innocuous, name.
Right.
As I pointed out yesterday, I said, look, okay, Mr. Trump, he is operating, okay, as the capo di tutti of the Bonanno family.
Well, yeah, basically, he's like the mafia boss that's running the whole show, which is a big distraction. Unfortunately, Christians think the man is pro-life. If I get a chance to talk to him, I can witness to him to make him a real Christian. But as I say, I have another term for Trump, and you'll probably like this because I like dark humor. I call him Trump Pinocchio. Every time he lies, you just see his spiritual nose getting longer, right?
That's correct.
Trump Pinocchio. Do you like that Trump Pinocchio? It's pretty good,
yes.
Isn't it?
What is the car commercial, the insurance commercial that has Pinocchio, and every time he tells a lie, his nose gets longer.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. That's really well done, isn't it?
Pinocchio.
Well, they like the thing. So you mentioned Trump with his green skin and his brushed hair that looks like it's an artificial wig, and all of a sudden as he talks, his nose gets longer and longer. Wouldn't that be funny?
Well, the thing.
Somebody out there is listening. Maybe my guy, who believes in a flat earth that we live in a snow globe, David Dees, who does great art otherwise, should do a picture of Trump Pinocchio so he's lying, like about the killing of Soleimani, who, by the way, was asked by us to go down there, and he was in a U.S. vehicle when that missile hit him and blew him to bits, along with 20 of his staff, right?
Yes, 20 of his staff, including...
What kind of a missile was it again?
That was a Hellfire missile.
Right, and the reason why I targeted it is because it had a tracker chip in the vehicle he was in a green zone, on a mission to actually make a peace accord between Iran and Saudi Arabia and Israel, and we decided better to whack them than let them live. And Trump didn't know, and Trump was just following orders from the Israeli Mossad and the CIA, what's called a SAD division of CIA. He just followed orders by saying, yeah, kill a bugger.
Well, the thing was, is that, first of all, it was a transponder. Right. It was emitting a signal for that missile, that Hellfire missile that was fired from the drone. It was emitting a signal they couldn't have missed. The missile could not have missed.
Well, I know that. The thing is, people have to understand. No, I can understand why eight senators decided to try to vote to try to curb the power of Trump. But all it does is further embolden him, because they got 55, including eight Republicans. They needed 67% of the Senate to overcome Trump's power to start war. And here's what I expect, and I want people to know that this is a thus saith the Lord, not thus say damned eagle. I'm the bait bucket guy. God is the one who brings the prophecies. He showed me prophecies of what, and I don't know the dates. I don't know the timeline, but here's what's going to happen. These events, including the latest one, they tried to overcome Trump's power to start war. We've already given the long-range tanker so Israeli jets can fly all the way to bomb the Bashar reactor and fly back. Without Trump's help, they couldn't do that. Did you know that? We gave them tankers for airtime refueling. Number two, when it looks like Iran, who is now desperate financially, threatens that they're going to send missiles to kill either locally from Hezbollah, by the way, a lot of their missiles, about one-third of them, are not just Scud-type missiles. They're accurate space-based GPS-coordinated missiles. And Israel is basically going up and blowing up these missile silos by Iran and Hezbollah in Syria and Iraq. And what's going to happen is, if Israel thinks that the Iranians are ready to start firing a missile at Israel, Haifa, Tel Aviv, and Eilat, they're going to bomb the crap out of the Bushehr reactor. And for a time, we're going to get hundreds of times more radiation than we ever had from Fukushima Daiichi. So we're going to be sucking up a lot of radiation in the Northern Hemisphere here. Some will get across the equator. And what will happen is it will close the Strait of Hormuz. The oil price will drop like a rock. Iran will start starving to death. All the people inside Iran, there's 74 million people there, by the way. It's not a little country. It's pretty damn big. It's about a third of the size of the United States, right?
It was the first original superpower.
Right. Now, you got to understand that when this happens, and you have to understand the five republics around Iran are all Shia, including 70% of the population in Iraq are Shia. So we're not just dealing with 70 million there. If you take the Shia population of Iraq and the other four major republics around Iran that are basically Shia populated, they look to the mullahs and the ayatollah. You're talking about several hundred million. We're talking about a very big population equivalent to the United States. People don't know that, do they? They think it's all just one country. And one of those countries is what's called Tajikistan. And the people have to understand these countries were the main test grounds for the Russian missiles and the debunking our Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. And the Kazakhs never gave up their nuclear missiles like Ukraine did. All the nuclear missiles and nuclear weapons that were tested in the banking our Cosmodrome were never given up by the people of the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakh. The Kazakhs still have all their nukes. Did you know that?
In Kazakhstan.
Right, and the oil fields there are unbelievable. In fact, my wife's best friend, actually, both are oil engineers. They're in the Kazakh fields, and they've been there for like 15, 20 years. And some of the largest oil fields on the planet are in the Kazakh plains. So the city that they rebuilt, Astana, is the most advanced city. If you go there, you think you're in the latter 21st century. You can't believe how they built it. These people are very artistically advanced. You fly in there and you think, oh my God, is this a Star Trek movie? What the hell is it? People don't, in the West don't know this, do they?
Well, for many years, it actually has been the center of all aerospace development.
Okay? Right, right. And people have to understand, all of the testing, and the most radioactive place on Earth is not the testing fields in Colorado or up in Washington State, you know, where they have a lot of radioactive isotopes. The most advanced and most radioactive place on Earth is the open pit called the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. You know that, right?
That's why they had to purchase. Recently, Russia had to purchase our radioactive isotopes. They own at least 50% of all our radioactive isotope resources.
But you know where they get most of their isotopes from, and people need to know this. The Canadian government's lying. The largest radioisotope isotopes in the world are three places. Number one, the biggest isotope place is between Alberta and Saskatchewan, Canada. The larger isotopes on the planet, okay? The second largest is in Venezuela, and the third is actually in Afghanistan. People don't know that, do they?
Well, and if you step back and your listeners step back and say, okay, let's look at those places and find out what kind of political situation they have, that will explain why we're doing what we're doing in places like Venezuela.
Right. Because Venezuela has more strategic minerals, gold, and radioisotopes than anybody else except for, believe it or not, Alberta and Saskatchewan, Canada have the largest deposit of uranium and radioisotopes on Earth by a very large margin, by the way.
They actually have a place in Saskatchewan by the name of Uranium City.
Exactly. Yep. And it's called that because the largest deposit of uranium on the planet by hundreds of times is in Uranium City and the immediate territory around. The largest deposit on Earth is there. People don't know that, do they? They think Canadians are just mild-mannered Canadians, and they're so polite. They don't understand. We're making dirty deals up in Canada, including our prime ministers, to give our isotopes to Russia and to China, by the way, because China doesn't have any. That's why they're in there doing stuff, trying to grab isotopes elsewhere, right?
And the middleman for those deals with the Clintons, okay, were Vancouver middlemen.
Right. You know what? I did my residency in the first year internal medicine at the Vancouver General. And the Vancouver General, I don't know if you know how big Vancouver is. It's about six times bigger than San Francisco. It's a huge city. And the second language in there is Chinese. Did you know that? And they got all the PLA members that are billionaires and millionaires in Vancouver. It's both Chinese city in North America, right? And it's huge. And what people don't understand. So I was there in the emergency department working as an internal medicine resident. Now, the Vancouver General is the second largest hospital complex, single complex on the world. The largest one is the Karolinska in Sweden. We had 17 buildings covering up to 3.5 miles. You have to go in underground tow motors. Buildings, and when I was on call for those buildings, I was on call for half the hospital or 3,500 patients. And on an average day in the emergency department or admissions, I would see almost 250 patients, do 45 pronouncements of death, put 12 Sangin stakes, more Blake tubes down to people that are bleeding to death from esophageal varices, did dozens of sutures, assist people and put in chest tubes, including people dying from impacted windshield stuck in their chest or bullet wounds. And one of the days I was there in the emergency department, we had three guys arrive with Uzi machine guns. They were Chinese triad. And we had a guy I was resuscitating and putting a chest tube in because he had a bullet wound to his chest and he was dying of a pneumothorax. This is 1977, okay? And I was putting a chest tube and evacuating the pneumothorax to get him ready to go up to the operating room to actually remove it and you know, put him in the ICU. And they came in and said, you leave room now. They told me, like, with a real strong Chinese accent. I said, what do you mean? And they had Uzi machine guns, like Israeli Uzis. And they came in with three-piece suits, very calmly, talking real low, not aggressive. And I looked, and what they did is they said, you leave now, you die. So I left the room that time. And guess what they did? They shot the shit out of the guy. There were pieces of him, blood and everything all over the damn place. We came back in the room. And they walked out. They didn't run out. They walked over. Their Uzi machines got in there, literally their black vehicle, and just left. People didn't realize the triads from Communist China run Vancouver, Canada. Do you know that?
Yes, I spent some time courtesy.
So when everybody tries to say Canada's real passive, they're full of crap. Vancouver, Canada is completely controlled by the Communist Chinese.
That's absolutely sure. Okay, I'm sure of that. Now, as I understand, okay, because I spent some time working at Michael Reese Hospital in Chicago in the emergency room, and then I was invited to come stay by several diplomats there in Vancouver, Australian and Canadian diplomats,
right?
Because they suspected that the U.S. was up to no good in a place called Abu Ghraib in Iraq.
Well, you know, I have a feeling I heard that before from a really brilliant guy by the name of Greg Ford. Do you know that guy?
Oh, yeah. Well, he thinks he knows something going on.
You know what? He's people might accuse you of being an arrogant SOB. We're just informed. Unfortunately, we bear the scars of the knowledge in the places we've been. And it's not damn well open to your freaking abuse to say we're delusional. You people out there need to realize our lives aren't open to your damned opinion. With the sufferings that we've had to actually tell the truth and do the truth and putting yourself in danger isn't open to your GD comments. How's that?
Well, you know, that's a good, solid statement, Bill. Thank you.
I'm sick and tired of people thinking I want to treat Deagle like she's a piece of human garbage or I'm a psychotic. Shut up and listen or die. How's that?
Well, so needless to say, on NPR yesterday, I repeated, you know, just what I just told your listeners, okay? First of all, about the sale of radioactive isotopes and who was incremental on that sale, who was Roger Stone, right? Okay? The, you know, the fellow that our president, if that's what you want to call him, our president is busy dismantling the legal system and causing all this horrific disruption in the United States government right now, okay, it was Roger Stone. So, but I pointed this out. I pointed out the assassination of Mr. Epstein, and I also pointed out the fact that Alan Dershowitz and several other luminaries, legal luminaries, okay, recorded 28 visits to St. James Island, and I got this information from my old.
The same people are often on Fox News Network, by the way. The owner of Fox News is drilling in the Golan Heights because we accepted after a year that the Israelis were already up there drilling into Syrian territory, saying it was to try to protect the villages below because they knew the oil fields were there, right?
Right, the Leviathan oil fields now, and Golan Heights.
And by the way, the word Leviathan means the great sea monster. That's what it means.
Right, absolutely. And, of course, who sits on the board of directors? Dick Cheney, all right? And they gave this guy a Medal of Freedom? Are you kidding me? So, needless to say, I put this information out with NPR, and they were dumbfounded, okay, as far as I can tell. But one of the good things that they did have available was the total research and recall capabilities. And when I said Donald Trump is a capo de tutti, a leader of an organized crime syndicate.
Man, I don't know. You know what? You're going to make me laugh so hard. I'm going to get a hernia.
You know what? Well, guess what? You know, that's what this guy is. End of story.
You know what? You remember the guy that used to do the... You remember the Sopranos when the guy died a few years after the last episode? It was one of my favorite miniseries.
Right, right. Sonny Soprano. Right.
Sonny Soprano. Guess what? Donald J. Trump is the incarnation of Sopranos in real life, and he's now our president.
and immediately when I said that, NPR said, okay, here's what we have on this subject matter. And they listed virtually all the organized crime luminaries and syndicates that were all involved.
Now, we want to think we have a choice, by the way. I got to say to insert this, between the Republicans and Democrats, it's between Devil A and Devil B. Now, we can pray for Donald Trump and get him converted if we can, because he has some things that suggest he has a good heart about some things. Like, he goes into March for Life, but he gives him a bigger budget to Planned Parenthood than they ever had. So he gets a Space Force going and a giant budget for the military. So he does both good and evil. So I want people to understand that right now, Donald J. Trump is actually bucking to become the Antichrist. How's that?
He takes his orders directly from the Knesset.
He takes it from what's called It's a Real Hell?
Right, absolutely.
It's a Real Hell. Do you like that? It's ITS, real, R-E-A-L hyphen, hell, H-E-L-L. Dr. Deagle, you know when I said that with Barbara Honegger? The buggers at YouTube try to take me off and say, you can't say that, it's anti-Semitic. I'm a Semite. I'm a Hebrew. I'm a descendant from the Kohanim. You can't say I'm anti-Semitic. I want the Jews and the Arabs and the Christians in Israel to survive. I'm not anti-Semitic. I don't want them to die, because if they start a damn conflict with Iran, they're not just going to be dealing with missiles. They're going to deal with bioweapons.
They're two different subject matter. First, you know, Israel and... things anti-Semitic, Okay, or submitted.
You know, this is all a thing to try to besmirch people that want the truth by asking questions. This old anti-Semitic garbage. And believe it or not, some of these crazy Muslims like Ilhan Omar and Talib, the only thing they say correct is that the Arabs and the Muslims didn't do 9/11. They were just functionaries hired, and they couldn't even fly a little passenger jet, let alone a wide-body airline directly into the Twin Towers. Right?
Now, I pointed out, again to your listeners, that when I was in the desert, in Arizona, and I had Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer come in with his group, the group that said, yes, 9/11 is coming. There's very little we can do about it. We know who is doing it. But the thing is, we have a government that isn't going to do anything about it because the government that we have wants a disaster, wants a 9/11.
Of course they do. In other words, they want to balkanize. They had the Patriot Act written 5 years before 9/11 happened. That's why Susan Lindauer was literally renditioned and put into prison before 9/11 because she found out about it in May. We talked about this on air. And Roger Honegger wants me to try to get back the audio files where I resurrected my interview of April Gallup that said she was in the inner sector of the building, I think Sector 2. And in Sector 1, they were actually rebuilding the Kevlar windows and titanium girders, and they had aircraft parts and black boxes laying on the floor in the sector. And when the explosions happened, they were in the inner sector, not the outside, where the so-called missile or something hit. And it knocked her off her desk and knocked her unconscious. And she stated that on air on my show years ago. People need to realize what's going on here. And people say, well, that's a conspiracy theory, Deagle. You know what? The weight of evidence is so great, it's like taking a bunch of African bull elements and putting right on your bed. If you take 10 elephants that weigh 50 tons or 100 tons each, and you drop them on your bed, and you want to say, well, I don't believe my bed is being crushed by elephants, you're a friggin' idiot. There's no way that this weight of evidence needs to be dismissed anymore. If we had a court of law, and we are going to have that, by the way, and I'll be one of the witnesses when they actually have the grand jury, because the grand jury is in panel right now. That's why Dan Sheehan can come on the show. He's one of the senior attorneys there in New York State with the impaneled grand jury looking at 9/11, and so is Barbara Honegger, one of the witnesses. People have to understand, this is not open to your damned opinion. Most Americans have a gut feeling that things aren't quite right about 9/11. Because we didn't solve it, we're now going to have the super plague and the multiplication of BSL-4 facilities that Dr. Francis Boyle tried to get rid of in 1989 before 9/11. Remember this now. Before 9/11, more than a decade before, he knew that they were building bioweapons, including weaponized anthrax and other things, and he tried to damn well stop it before they actually did the Patriot Act, 9/11, where, by the way, it's also involving weaponized anthrax release, which, you know, Barbara Honegger wanted to say clearly on Friday, last Friday, this is an integral part. It wasn't just demolitions of the building with nukes and RDX, et cetera, and high explosive super thermite, nanothermite. No. It was a release of weaponized super anthrax. This is part of the 9/11 scheme, and people need to realize this took just the world demolition of the World Trade Center, two towers in building number 6 and 7, and added the Pentagon. This was a terrorist event promulgated by the Special Activity Division of the CIA in collaboration with the Port Authority of New York and Silverstein and the Israeli Mossad running the state of It's a Real Hell, in collaboration with the Special Activity Division of the CIA, who contracted with the Israeli Mossad agents to put the damn bombs in the building for months beforehand, okay?
The engineers that wired the building were Israeli demolition experts.
Exactly, and the best people on the planet for wiring micro-nukes and have more battlefield nuclear weapons for neutron weapons than anybody else on Earth are the Israelis. You know that, right?
And I pointed out to NPR yesterday, make sure you get this out there, out to the public, that first of all, that the nuclear triggering devices, the nuclear pits, were actually manufactured and engineered. They had to be machined and engineered in Los Alamos nuclear facility in New Mexico. And I said that what was important about that was because Valerie Plamegate and her husband Joel Wilson had been saying all along, that First of all, George W. Bush wanted to use those nuclear pits as detonators for a dirty bomb explosion. Okay.
Well, that's why I remember now. George Bush Sr.'s father was Mr. Scherf, and the Scherf was the guy who was actually the controller of Nikola Tesla. Do you know that, Scherf?
Schaff.
They call him Schaff or Scherf, right?
Right,
people,
Schaff.
People now have to understand there's some very dirty connections here, just like in the Mormons. The Mormon prophet was actually an assistant for Anton von Mesmer using magic mushrooms and other things to actually open the astral eyes and create the Book of Mormon, the Pearl of Great Price. People don't realize it was created by somebody using mind-altering drugs like the ayahuasca that's used by shamans in South America. People don't know that, do they?
And what I explained to NPR yesterday was that the Gibson Islands Accord, which virtually no one knows about.
Yeah, go ahead. Give us details about Gibson Islands Accord. What does it say?
The Gibson Island Accord, what it is the most noted family members, okay, wealthy family members, as in the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they all got together on Gibson Island in the Hudson Bay, okay, and I'm sorry, on the Hudson River, in the Hudson River Valley.
Right.
They got together and said, hey, how can we make money? And basically the agreement was megawatts for megabucks, okay? And so what they did was they got together, and of course the Clintons were there also with their Canadian middlemen, okay, right, to buy all these radioactive isotopes and send. First of all, the first group went to Iran.
Now, let me tell you. Are you familiar with what's called the river in Idaho where a lot of these isotopes were shuttled through?
The river in
I think it's called the Snake River.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Did you know where that it was shuttled through? It was shuttled through Calgary, Alberta. I took care of the people actually handling the container company back 40 years ago in Calgary, and I went down to the container area and they had all the containers had Israeli symbols on it. And they told me, these are people back before I even understood what the hell this was, that all the containers were being shipped to Israel through a Canadian port in British Columbia all the way to Israel, and they were loaded to the gunwales with radioisotopes. Did you know that?
Now, this all sounds vaguely familiar. As you say, 40 years ago, that's quite a while ago.
Well, this is actually when I was there in Calgary, they actually were shipping isotopes on the Canadian Pacific Railway all the way. I'm trying to remember the Canadian port. It's quite far north, a couple hundred miles north of Vancouver. And that's the largest port, by the way, in the western coast in Canada. It's not Vancouver. It's the one hundreds of miles north because it's 2 days closer to Asia than any port in the United States. Did you know that?
So what port would that be?
I can tell you in a second here if I research it. Let me see if I can find out. I don't have it right in front of me. I can do a search for it. People don't mind me flipping over to my other window here as I'll talk about British Columbia.
There's two separate ports for Vancouver. I know that.
Ports.
Okay.
Ports. Okay.
And the southern Vancouver and then the northern Vancouver port.
Yeah, there's one in Kitimat, Nanaimo, Port Alberni, and Port Da-da-da. I'm trying to look at what it is.
It wouldn't be Port Alberni, okay?
No, it's a bigger one. It's for north of that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm trying to think of the port it is, because Alberni is too far south. This one is way up north. In fact, the cargo terminal in Vancouver is relatively small by comparison to this port up north. And the reason is the Canadian National Railway actually tunnels through the mountains, and they can actually get products to Chicago 2 days faster than any port in California. Do you know that?
No.
That's why the Canadian National Railway and the Canadian government are very deeply involved with dirty deals.
I've heard that about CP before, Canadian Pacific. But the thing is, I just heard something. This was fairly recent, within a couple months ago, about a unmarked airline. Okay, there's 747s, okay, and they have no markings, no tail markings, anything like that, that we're busy transporting.
Yeah, look at this. British Columbia ports to expand. Here, oh, darn it, they're trying to get me with a register and all this stuff. I hate that when you get pop-ups and you're on a window, right? It says British Columbia ports expand to attract more U.S. cargo.
Okay.
So you got to understand, people don't realize the biggest port to bring in Chinese goods to North America is actually not only Vancouver, but north of Vancouver. And I'm trying to think of the ports. Here it is, Prince Rupert. That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, Prince Rupert, sure. Okay.
Yeah, when you actually look at it, Vancouver is just slightly ahead of Prince Rupert. But if you look at 2016, 2013, 2014, actually Prince Rupert now is equivalent to the Vancouver port. Did you know that? As far as imports, they're actually way more than Vancouver. Their exports are quite a bit smaller in terms of total volume, their exports, but their imports are 60% bigger to the port of Prince Rupert from China than in Vancouver. They're 60% more. There's 1.5 million containers that come through Vancouver that are coming from China. Prince Rupert has basically the total volume there. They have... Their total volume is less, but the total percentage is 400,000 containers goes through Prince Rupert from China.
Okay, now I was aware in Mexico, the country of Mexico, is they have been enlarging and building a port that handles that kind of
that's called Via Cardenas, and they've been building what's called the central. Corridor through Texas and Mexico, and the people funding the building of the superhighway and container transfer and underground facilities, actually have underground trains, is paid for by the Communist Chinese. All the new superhighways in Mexico are built by the Communist Chinese, including their new ports, like Via Cardenas. It's actually built by the Communist Chinese. Do you know that?
I had my suspicions.
I know everything. You just have to ask the way, you remember the ancient Greek, when you go up to the kind of this person and they'd say, you'd ask her anything. And of course, she was given a curse by the gods that no one would believe her until after the disaster happened. But she was always correct, right?
Now, as you say, built by the Chinese, was that Costco? Not Costco.
Costco, COSCO. COSCO. Costco,
yes. Overseas shipping company.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, including, by the way, when you drive along the coast from the Baja California to the ports like along the Baja, all those superhighways, the double four-lane highways each way, are all built by the Communist Chinese in Mexico. Every one of them.
And they're very nice highways.
Oh, they're better than most highways in America. They're top quality.
They're even better than the Autobahn in Germany.
They're right up there, man. You can take, and listen, they actually have them set up so they can actually, if a wide-body jet, use these highways to actually land a wide-body jet or even a large military Antonov jet from Russia. Do you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
They actually designed them so they actually can be converted to be jet landing strips.
Okay. So basically, getting back to NPR, I'm still struggling to get this out.
Right, go ahead.
What's this?
Don't expire now. You're trying to struggle. I know that trying to deal with Deagle is very painful intellectually and with your post-traumatic brain injury. But I'm sure you're a survival. You make it.
Well, thank you. I'll just have to continue taking your colloidal silver.
Well, you got no. I got a lot more than that. I got a whole set of program I want to get for you. And as I said before, when I told Tex Marsden he didn't listen to me, I knew how to cure his heart failure. And I said this yesterday to one of my co-hosts. I won't say who it is, but they've got terminal cancer, and it's in their breast. They're male with breast cancer. I said, if you listen to me, you'll survive, and if you don't, you're going to die, sucker. So I want you to know, you want to survive, you better listen to Dr. Deagle about trying to know only about the intelligence information we're cross-correlating. I want to resurrect your health because God made me the healer for the nation of America and the people of Earth. And it's not a minor thing when I say God gave me these gifts and abilities and knowledge. It's for me to give it as a free gift to the people of Earth. In fact, I want to give the gifts of this technology to the Chinese so my Chinese brothers and sisters don't die in a massive population implosion caused by global communism and Satanism that wants to kill most of the Chinese people. Right?
Well, thank you for that.
I want you to know that I'm going to resurrect your health. Not someone else, not your neurologist or your neurosurgeon or some other naturopath. It's going to be the Deke.
By the way, you might mention what you stated about Linus Pauling, Dr. Pauling to Barbara.
Right.
Linus Pauling was one of her best friends.
Well, Linus Pauling was probably one of the most brilliant men in the last century. And he got more awards in chemistry. In fact, he should have got an award for the discovery of stereochemistry that allowed him to discover and create with Watson and Crick the DNA.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's his equations that I used yesterday when I calculated from the kilodalton mass of the spike glycoprotein of the SARS coronavirus alpha COVID-19, which is 129 kilodaltons. And I actually calculated out the atomic disruptive frequency based on his equations that he made at 207.176 hertz. So when people say, Deagle, you're doing that, listen, I'm standing on the shoulders of geniuses like Linus Pauling, Nikola Tesla, Raymond Rife, Dr. Cavinson at the Nonlinear Institute in Russia, etc. You have to understand, Dr. Deagle is a genius, but I stand on the genius shoulders of many before me. Just like when you heard the stories from the discoverers of ancient discoveries, like, you know, what's the name? And the British science that discovered the calculus, you know, they talk about the calculus, etc.
Let me see. Not Deming. You're talking about the who broke the cryptographer who actually created the computer.
Sir Isaac Newton. Newton said Sir Isaac Newton developed what's called the calculus. Well, guess what he said.
Right,
so you have
right.
to understand. He said, and he was humble about this. He said, although you see with the gifts I've given from the Most High God, I stand on the shoulders of geniuses. And so I stand on the shoulders of Linus Pauling. And a lot of the stuff, including the sailor technology I have, came from me, from my scientist friends and my colleagues and classified sources of information. So you out there think you know more than me and you've gone to university and you have a PhD in chemistry or physics, you know nothing compared to Dr. Deagle. My knowledge will be accepted in the latter 21st and 22nd century as centuries ahead of what you think you know. How's that?
Well, if you knew the guy who made Newtonian physics, you know, it would be hard to actually excel and get this message out.
Well, I'm telling you, I stand on their shoulders.
Right.
I started studying this back when I was in middle school, and that's why by grade 11 I got a PhD scholarship to go to MIT in plasma physics, and I didn't want to make advanced plasma weapons to destroy humanity, so I went to oceanography. My grandfather wanted me to go into to medicine to find the cause of diabetes, which when I did discover the first phases of it with hyperinsulinemia, I got persecuted and threatened to have my license pulled 39 years ago by the registrar for the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Alberta. And everywhere I've gone in my career, including discovering how to map out pain or toxicology of autoimmune disease and cancer, I've been persecuted because I'm decades or centuries ahead of my colleagues. And now I don't want to be in their damn medical boards because they're too dumb to regulate me. I'm not going to allow that. That's why I want brilliant people like Dr. Dan Royal, who's a DO, JD, genius, dealing with technology that's now with a native board, they can't regulate me. I'm totally away from these maniacs and idiots.
And by the way, Linus Pauling actually received, he's probably one of the few people to actually have this honor, received two Nobel Prizes.
Right, well, he should have got more. To be honest with you, the man, I talked to his friends who knew him, because my friend Dr. Truat, the last 3 to 4 years of his life, he did research with True, and True finished his PhD back in the early 90s, 1993. And Linus Pauling was perfectly healthy, had no dementia in his 90s, and all of a sudden he suddenly died after he did a conference and revealed some of the stuff he was researching on. So I think there was some chicanery there, and I think they killed Linus.
I know he actually passed away from prostatic cancer. So
yeah, but I think that they did something nasty because, to be honest with you, 85% of the people with prostate cancer do not need chemo. They need my treatments, and I can get rid of their prostate cancer. And or if they do, they need a little, what's called IPD chemo, the vaccine, the dendritic vaccine, and my nutraceuticals, and they'll be recovered totally without doing radiation and without doing surgery.
Yeah, I at an invitation from Barbara, I got to speak briefly to Dr. Pauling, and he, in every sense of the word, was healthy, vigorous, extremely sharp.
Literally a week before, according to Lord Chuat, who I've had my show for decades now, a decade and a half, he knew him. He was as sharp as a tack and had no symptoms of intellectually slowing down in his 90s. So this idea he suddenly died because he decayed and the cancer was metastatic and killed him is a pile of crap. They killed him. They had the cover of the fact he had prostate cancer, but how many American males in their 70s or 80s had prostate cancer? Virtually 100%. Did you know that? Virtually 100% of males in their 70s and 80s have a very indolent cancer, and they did a study that released 2 years and a half ago that said that 1.5 to 1.7 million Americans had inappropriate chemo and other treatments for prostate cancer and surgery to remove their prostate. They become number one, they became impotent, so they could never have sex. They got lost bladder controls, so they had to have an indwelling catheter forever, and they end up with chemo brain and heart failure caused by the chemotherapy damage to the mitochondria in their heart. Now, if you think that's good side effects, when there's no friggin' need to do that for somebody that's got prostate cancer, you can imagine the medical professionals, they say, should be like carrion birds with little white coats on condors and crows, picking at the bones of our poor population because people are stupid enough to trust their doctors that they're going to do the right thing. All right? And I'm a doctor, so I know I'm totally pissed. I'm at the point where people say, well, my doctor's nice and I like to golf with him. I said, keep golfing, but if you don't listen to his advice and something serious happens, either he or he'll refer you to somebody that'll kill you. How's that?
Now, Dr. Pauling, Linus, actually lived right up the coast from me.
Right.
He was actually a neighbor. So I do have, I look at the bio of the authors on my book, back page of my book, and I have Daniel Ellsberg, okay, Pentagon, okay, and
Pentagon Papers, right? Pentagon Papers, right?
Right, Pentagon Papers, yes. And I also have Phil Zimbardo, Dr. Zimbardo, the Stanford Prison Experiment, okay?
Yeah, the Stanford Prison, isn't that the MK Ultra?
Yes, well, that's a start. There's more to it than that.
Yeah, I know.
But the movie that's out in theaters right now, called The Stanford Prison Experiment, it is about Billy Crudup is the actor who plays Phil Zimbardo. Okay, and actually he made a wonderful critique on my book. Phil Zimbardo did, and also, but he's a neighbor. And also, they are putting together a book about the issues of what it takes to be heroic in the face of overwhelming odds. This is Daniel Ellsberg and Philip Zimbardo.
Well, I'll tell you what it takes to be heroic. You know what? I asked God recently.
Let me finish.
Yeah, I'm waiting to finish, and I'm going to say something because this is the reason why people say, "Why are you so heroic?" Greg Ford and Dr. Bill Deagle and Susan Lindauer and everybody with this putting extreme, you know, prejudice, basically, and put in prison or they try to rendition you. I want you to finish your story, and then I'm going to say this because I want people to grasp. We're not passive, and we're not frail, and we're not willing to sacrifice the truth just to save our own carcass. Please continue.
Okay, and so what this book is, and, you know, they're going to come out with it probably in the next year, is basically what it takes to be a hero, a heroic, in the face of overwhelming odds.
Right.
And I'm sorry if I stutter when I say that, because I'm still struggling, okay?
Well, you know, I'm going to have you non-struggle. I'm going to fix you. You're going to, let's think of it this way. Think of your brain as a Lamborghini Countach, which means holy cow in Italian. And I'm the Lamborghini brain Countach technician flown in from Milano and speak really good northern Italian. And I'm going to fix your brain like that fancy technician. How's that?
I think you're dating yourself, Bill, because how many of your listeners know what a Lamborghini Countach is?
Well, Countach means holy cow, right?
I heard it means speed, clock to speed.
Well, actually, the word in Italian, the way they talk about the clock speed means Countach means holy cow in Italian.
Okay, I'll settle for that.
Yeah, which I thought, it does mean speed. But it means when you hit 200 miles an hour, it's not vibrating the hell out of the vehicle, and you're not going to lose control.
Okay, well, getting back to NPR.
Right.
All right. Now, as of yesterday, okay, NPR understands that, yes, Donald Trump is a mob boss.
Are you kidding me? Now, I thought he was a game show host.
That too, all right?
He's got multiple tabs. Listen, this guy, that's why when he has these conferences, people are worshiping him. You go to these things like he's having one place after another, and they're just enraptured. They're outside thousands and thousands of ways. I want to go and see Trump. He's got people just jamming to see there. Listen, I think he gets more audience if Jesus Christ himself came back to Earth and started trying to compete against Trump. I think Trump would win. You know that?
Well, NPR pulled up an established bio, okay, of all his, questionable employees, all right?
Right.
You know, I use it as a metaphor, all right?
Questionable? So, questionable? You're a funny guy, aren't you?
There's at least 25 to 30 top mob figures that have been working with Mr. Trump,
right?
All right? And I pointed out...
Actually, why don't they make a mini-series, or somebody does it, it's really clever out there, put together video clips on YouTube and so on. You know, you're better off to put it on Vimeo, because YouTube tries to act like they're the cyber police. You know that, right? So I have Vimeo and YouTube. So if YouTube goes crazy, I just say, look at my Vimeo copy. And I have a private Vimeo channel, by the way. I'm starting this weekend on my DOA Day weekend, 68 years. I'm going to start putting out video clips with people like you on stuff that's private. And in order to watch it, you have to pay $30 a month. You can get a membership. Anybody's there, including the dark side, can read and watch these videos. And I'm going to cover everything. Stuff that we don't even cover on the show is going to be on my private videos. Pretty cool. Hey, just go to any website, Clay Deagle Network or Clay and Iron, and I'm going to be doing PowerPoints and video discussions and interviews and conferences. And it's all available to anybody at $30 a month on my private Vimeo channel. What do you think of that?
Well, I just hope that whoever purchases these services would think that I would have something important enough to say.
So. Well, you will. I'll have you on the programs, because we're gonna go deeper. Even these programs are pretty deep right now. A lot of people right now they're munching their popcorn, they're choking on their soda, and they're thinking, "My God, man! I thought I listened to Alex Jones or Mike Adams or Genesis Network, and I heard the truth. You guys are going a light years beyond them, of course." These guys are kindergartners compared to us, aren't they?
Well, you know...
I'm going back to Genesis Network. You know, Alex Jones is a narcissistic egomaniac, right? And he's very... As he has what they call it, he's got Desi Arnaz disease. You know what that is? He told Lucille Ball back in the 50s, that's how old I am. Lucy what, Desi? Lucy, you are jealous. What do you mean, Desi? You're jealous, Lucy. He said, look, you're speaking with that Cuban accent. I can't understand you. He said, Lucy, you're jealous. Oh, you mean jealous. He said, yeah, you got it, Lucy. Right?
I will come back to you. I'm getting a call from NPR right now. All right?
Okay, you know what I want to do? You call me. I'm going to go back and do some new stuff here. You give me a call out and literally tell NPR to call me. I'll put them on air if they're brave enough. Don't worry, I take all takers. And by the way, you don't have to agree with me. I love disagreeable people.
They do know who you are, Bill.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I tell them I love disagreeable people. They can have a totally disagreeable attitude, and they think their information is good. Listen, come into my cage match intellectually, and I'm going to do an intellectual vivisection on you. No matter how smart you think you are, you're facing Deagle. And here's how Deagle works. I know the answer is 10 to 50% of the time, but I got God on speed dial. Remember Miriam and Aaron went before the congregation. They said, are we not also prophets? And God spoke from the pillar of fire and said, there's no one among you such as my servant and son, Moshe. Eye to eye, hand to hand, mouth to mouth, as I speak to a man, speaks to his brother. So there's none among you. And he struck Miriam with leprosy. And it was a week later after he took her from outside the congregation and said, God told him, take Miriam's hand with leprosy and put it inside your garment, which nobody ever does, and when you take her hand out, it'll be cured. And that's why we proved to them, there is no one like you on the face of the earth, says my servant Moshe. And guess what? I'm the modern incarnation of Moses, and if you want to disrespect me, it's the greatest crime on earth is disrespect those who bring the grace of the Most High God and salvation for your bodies, minds, and souls, and your nations. If you disrespect me, you're going to suffer, and you're going to die.
Thank you, Bill. I need to get back with NPR right now.
You get back to them. I'm going to go and do some more news, and you call me back when you're ready, okay? And you can stay.
And thank you for your listeners for trying to listen to my description of my show yesterday. Okay, greatly appreciate it.
Well, you know what I want to do is today is Thursday. I want to do a show this weekend with you. Do you want to come back on tomorrow on the third hour at 2 o'clock?
I will call you in the morning.
Right. And otherwise, I want to get you on the weekend on my DOA day. Not my birthday. It's my DOA day. And I want to do some more. I'm going to start my private video. And these aren't going to be live ones. They'll go all over the internet and YouTube and everything. They're going to be private, and they're going to be only available on my private channel, because I'm going to discuss things that are, believe it or not, even deeper than what we discussed.
Do have to get back to NPR, so thank you.
Take care.
I will call you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. I'm going to continue doing some news here. Take care. We'll talk again tomorrow morning. God bless.
Thank you to your audience.
God bless. May the Lord bless you and keep you a prophet and apostle, Greg Ford.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Tell them that's what you are, too. See what they think. Watch the shock they'll be in.
Goodbye, Bill.
Okay, take care.
Tomorrow morning.
Take care. So we're going to continue for a few minutes here. Let's see if we can pull up some more Epic Times things. I'm going to go over here to Epic Times, and we're going to talk about China again. And I want to see if there's any news items here before we hang out for this hour. We'll wait, and we'll get a hold of Greg again. And I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to come back and do some more information. Taiwan plans $2 billion package for softened coronavirus hit to the economy. This isn't going to fix it. If they don't say get my package of technology, not only scalar, but technology like coronavirus technology and the ability to do scalar scanning. I have the ability to do scalar scans of people even before you do blood tests. It'll tell them if they have the coronavirus in their body. I know how to actually measure the quantum harmonic frequencies in the body on physical contact or in the general area. Indonesia traces movements of Chinese tourists with the coronavirus. And 44 more passengers aboard Taiwan Princess cruise ship test positive for coronavirus. That's, wow. U.S. must prepare for thousands of COVID-19 cases in coming weeks. Experts warn. Hackers indicted in Equifax. Coronavirus live updates. China reluctant in accepting outside help. We know that. U.S. trade performance shows strong internals and evident decoupling. So in that word, I'm going to break and take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis, changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com. NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world with a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, ascorbate salt, with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. NUTRIMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, NUTRIMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole
powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, firing line, the first hour with the host, Michelle Deagle, asking your questions based upon to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutraMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols from the science and technology explained simply on why we use this protocol to try to help you deal with the
two things. I want to get you on air if I can on video. Either on audio or video, and I want to get another picture of the small mini magi that you have, so I can get that up in many text back on the new starter. One. I really like it.
And if you purchase a product,
give me a shout back. Talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com.
And we're back, and we're going to go over some history here for a little while. First off, we have the latest on the news here. U.S. Trade performance shows strong internals, evident decoupling from China. Medical workers in Yunnan province detained, fined for sharing videos about coronavirus. Coronavirus outbreak, what we know, and tips for stay safe. And some Chinese officials resigned when ordered to handle coronavirus outbreak. So we talked about these earlier. There's nothing here new major right now. I'm going to take another break for a minute, and I'm going to look to see if I can phone some YouTubes that I watched last night, see if I can pull those up. So I'm going to hit and see if I can get the first line defense kit going here, and I will put that on for you, and then I'll be back in just a minute, okay? This is Dr. Bill Deagle recording a test for the first line of defense kit. This is the compressed main parts of the kit to protect against any airborne pathogen, such as avian flu, H5N1, H1N1, and now the SARS alpha strain of coronavirus, which has now spread from many countries and caused shutdown of now by February the 1st today all over the world, 2020. And we have, of course, a number of descriptions in this particular family of particular products. Includes the Neutrodyne, which is our plasma iodine. It's a cost of $49.95. These are, by the way, special price here, so you save on it at $199, quite a bit. NIOSH N95 mask, two masks. Neutro Silver, which is my monatomic silver spray, in a deuterium-depleted thing with radionic frequency, so it's very antipathogenic for antiviral. Neutro Defense destroys the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses and bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. And the Defense Wipes, which will kill all viruses on contact as long as you keep them moist, and all pathogenic bacteria. And Power C Plus, which will stop the cytokine storm. It's the thing that will kill you or put you in cardiogenic shock. So Power C Plus, the only neutral pH vitamin C at high dosages, worth many grams. We have Allicin Med, which is from a German source, which is 200 milligrams more Allicin than Alamed from Britain, from Dr. Peter Josting, which will kill all viruses, bacteria, fungi, and secondary pathogens like pneumonia and so on that can happen after a viral infection. Nutrimine 26Y that tags the pathogens with immunoglobulins, and Cell Defense, which is our antipathogenic anti-cytokine that will clear not only stem cancer cells, but all. And we're going to cover some of these major things here that are going on in the coronavirus. I'm going to YouTube here.
But now the focus is on one question. Is the coronavirus a biological weapon? The question has been doing the rounds for a while now. It's been on our radars as well. The claim is that the coronavirus is a weapon made by China and that the virus leaked out of a laboratory. So, is it true? Was the coronavirus made in a laboratory? Did someone release it just to cause harm? Now, let's begin with a claim. Its origins, British newspaper. The Daily Mail was among the first to report this story. There's a lab in Wuhan, according to reports, which is close to the animal market. The newspaper suggested the virus could have leaked from there. The same report claims that the SARS virus also leaked from a lab in Beijing. Now, another report suggests that this one from the Washington Times takes this theory a step further. It goes on to claim that the coronavirus could have originated in a lab. This story quotes an Israeli biological warfare analyst. More such reports followed, and they only fueled speculation. One such report says that the virus can be traced back to Canada, and that two Chinese agents smuggled the coronavirus from Canada to China.
And that was from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Is the Wuhan National Biosafety Laboratory. It's a level 4 lab. It was built to study diseases like Ebola and SARS. It conducts research on deadly viruses, and it's barely 32 kilometers from the Hunan Seafood Market, which has been confirmed as the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan. All reports suggest that the virus actually leaks from this facility, this lab. At this point, all such reports are in the realm of conjecture. There is no credible evidence to back them. Several experts have dismissed these claims as misinformation and conspiracy theories. Let's also take these theories one by one. First, did the virus originate from a laboratory? As we said, there is no scientific evidence to prove this. Two agencies, Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization, are investigating this outbreak. None of them have called the coronavirus a biological attack. They have traced the origin of this virus back to a seafood and animal market in Wuhan, not to a laboratory.
That's a lie. We know that's a lie.
Did the virus originate in Canada? More specifically, from Canada's National Microbiology Laboratory, or NML. Now, reports say that in March 2019, a mysterious shipment of exceptionally deadly viruses from the Canadian lab ended up in China. Scientists from Canada said the viruses were potential bioweapons. 4 months later, a group of Chinese virologists, later called Chinese agents, were expelled from this lab. Did they smuggle the virus? Again, experts have dismissed the claim. The reports name a Chinese woman called Shan Wu. She was working in the Canadian lab. The government of Canada has been reported as dismissing this report. Now, Yes, the Chinese researcher was removed from the Canadian lab, but she was not charged with anything. Some reports say there were issues with her paperwork, even protocol. So there's nothing concrete yet to link the virus to the lab, but questions hang. And for a change, the questions bothered the Chinese government enough for them to issue a clarification. China uncharacteristically issued a denial a day ago. Guess who else jumped in? The Russian media. They have their own theory. They have accused the United States of triggering this outbreak in Wuhan. They too call the coronavirus a biological weapon, only that it was created by America to target China.
That's interesting, isn't it? We're going to go to another YouTube up here. I think it's worthwhile watching.
For 2 years, scientists have been on high alert for disease X, a novel pathogen for which there isn't yet any treatment or vaccine. As a mysterious virus strain takes hold in Southeast Asia, could this be it? An unidentified lung infection was found in more than 40 people in Wuhan, China, in December. Now it's been found in Thailand and Japan. Two people have since died. Tests have shown that patients were infected with the novel coronavirus. These viruses are very common in animals. They live and spread in pigs, domestic and wild birds, dogs, cats, and camels. For some reasons that we don't yet understand, the virus mutates and makes the leap from animals into humans. Only 7 coronaviruses, including this new one, have made the jump into humans. The majority cause a common cold-type illness. But 2 viruses, severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, or MERS, have been much more deadly. Between them, they have infected 10,000 people and killed 800 worldwide. The first people to be infected with coronaviruses are usually humans who have close contact with animals. For example, in MERS, the virus jumped into camel workers. Coronaviruses spread through droplets when a person coughs or sneezes. They can also spread when a person touches something, such as a door handle, which is contaminated with droplets, and then touches their mouth, nose, or eyes. If a super spreader catches the disease, they can spread it to a disproportionately large number of people. Once it's in the wider population, health workers are most at risk because its symptoms are like that of any other respiratory illness, such as pneumonia. Sufferers will have a cough, a runny nose, a headache, a fever, a sore throat, and a feeling of being generally unwell. Scientists don't yet know why coronaviruses mutate. There are still no treatments or vaccines for them. In a world where people are more mobile and connected than ever, we cannot rule out the possibility of further spread. The fear is that if the virus mutates, it could suddenly race around the world, infecting thousands.
This is, by the way, weeks ago. I'm going to go back here to my first line of defense kit so you'll understand that before we sign off for today. We have, of course, the online orders. You want to order at NutriMedical.com. Order 888-212-88, some new one. If you want a free starter protocol, go to contact us, or you can email me directly, NutriMedical@DrBillDeagle.com. We, of course, have around 160 nutraceutical products, and we have technology. The first line of defense kit, as you mentioned earlier, has a number of components. I'm just going to expand this so you can see it easier. It has, of course, the Neutrodyne, plasma iodine that kills all viruses and all pathogen, bacteria, and fungi. NIOSH N95 masks. NutriSilver spray. There's my monatomic deuterium depleted solvent with liposomes that kills all viruses and pathogens. NutriDefense, which will strip the viral capsid off all RNA and DNA viruses and the bacterial cell wall of all pathogens. Defense wipes are topical. If you keep them moist in a Ziploc, they'll kill all viruses and bacterial cell wall pathogens. Power C Plus, it'll actually stop the cytokine storm, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate, so you can get to 40 to 60 gram equivalents a day if you're sick with cancer, autoimmune disease, or SARS, coronavirus, or any other viral sepsis. Allicin Med from Germany, less than half the price for 200 milligrams more allicin to kill all pathogens. Nutrimune 26Y, which is a 26 meter immunoglobulins to tag all the major human pathogens, viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Cell Defense Plus curcumin, 800% more absorbed than any other curcumin on the planet. I'm working to bring up and upgrade this product even more liposomally absorbable curcumin. So with that, I'm going to sign off for today. I want you to know, do visit NutraMedical and get your needs in and get prepared for what's coming, because the days of Rodney Dangerfield for Dr. Deagle, you're going to listen to me and you're going to prosper, and hopefully you'll actually listen and stay well, because what we're facing here is a major destruction of the human civilization, and our civilizations depend on you hearing the truth. You can go to my YouTube channels and Vimeo channels live here. I'm watching the show live. We got a new private Vimeo channel coming up. So the show will be back tomorrow on Friday for the first hour. And get your questions into her by email or by phone, and she'll bring them up live on air tomorrow. Take care and take action with NutraMedical every day of your life.